Good morning, or is it afternoon? Let's see. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Trying to kill my TV so I can hear you.
Let me know when you're down.
Now, at your number, I recognize 5100, but I'm not sure who I might be speaking with.
You're speaking with Esther.
Esther, independent care?
Yep.
Okay, hi, Esther.
Tried to call you yesterday. I believe you were out for an appointment.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, at least they say the cancer looks to be cured.
Oh, that is great news.
They got my PSA down so low and still dropping. It looks like the radiation did the trick.
Amazing. So happy to hear.
I still feel a little soft and weak and sick, but they say that could go on for another 6 or 8 months because it's of the radiation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that'll go away too.
All right, so the reason I called you is because I spoke to the caregiver. Remember we talked about reaching out to the male caregiver? Right now he's available to come to you on Wednesdays and Thursdays. It's a shame I didn't reach you yesterday because we could have had this started today, but maybe he's okay to start today. I don't know if today is still interesting
for
you.
Listen, I'm going to go to my calendar right now and take a look at Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And I am scheduled for a 1 o'clock home visit. Well, we need to put a TV in this room, too. I'm mute them both. Wednesdays and Thursdays. What is his first name?
His name is Jose.
Okay. I had a good friend named by that name years ago in Utica. Let's see. Okay, today is Thursday, and I have a fellow coming from admission at the Grand for day treatment, rehab and day treatment. 2 days a week, looks like. His name is Tommy. He's scheduled to be here at 1. He could arrive, but he could bust my door at a moment's notice.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's going to be here. But if OJ would like to start today, I would say any time after 3 o'clock should be good. And I can actually get rid of Tom today.
I get that. Okay. But in general, he was able... hold on. So on Wednesdays and Thursdays, he gets off his other client at 12 o'clock, but he would have to drive to you, and that's a 50-minute drive. So
50-minute drive?
50, yes. And he was okay with that. So if we could do Wednesday and Thursday, that's fine. The other question was maybe on Tuesdays, he could do from 2:30. Are you comfortable with afternoons?
I'm going to do. I'm going to sketch out a schedule right now on this scratch pad. Esther, give me your contact number again, real quick.
Sure. 315-862. Oh, sorry. 5100. What was that?
I'm sorry. The schedule again.
So if you could see if Tuesdays work from 2:30 and Wednesdays and Thursdays from around 1 o'clock. From 1? Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday?
From 1 o'clock.
Okay. 1 p.m. What time would you like to knock off on those days?
I'm going to confirm with him. I just wanted to see if you're comfortable to have him in the afternoon because I know that you were used to having services in the morning. But keep in mind, Yeah, keep in mind when we hire, when we get the other girls onboarded, we'll be able to spread out your hours throughout the week, your full hours, and then we could be more flexible and set a schedule that actually works for you with timing.
Okay, this schedule could be workable for now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it could be. I can make it work.
Okay, cool. So
would you like for a start date?
So let me call him, and if he's good to go with the Tuesdays, then he would start on Tuesday. And definitely, if his clients cancel on Monday, I can always let you know. And then,
let me know, but
yeah.
If it's not scheduled ahead, I might be booked just between doctor's appointments and care management. Central New York cell phone, assigning more hours to my case. I like to schedule in advance, but I have always said I must remain flexible.
Totally.
I want to get help because other people's schedules are important, and mine is not necessarily take precedence over everybody else. Now, the Tuesday appointment you mentioned, for the coming week, is that March 2nd?
Yeah, so the coming week on Tuesday, unless he tells me, the coming definitely for Wednesday, Thursday, unless he tells me he's available Tuesday, which I'm going to confirm after I hang up the phone with you, okay?
Okay. Monday I have a doctor's appointment here in Rome. Tuesday, March 3rd, my calendar is clear. Wednesday, March 4th, my calendar is clear. And Thursday, which I presume to be March 5th, my calendar is clear. Friday, gosh, when is Friday's got to be a wrong word. Can't think of the day and word. Olympic year. What's the date Friday?
This Friday's date?
This, the first Friday in March. What?
Sixth.
The sixth.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like my calendar is clear that day, too. Oh, any of the first days, first week of March that you mentioned, those days either are clear or can be clear. I can reserve them
when?
Right now. If you, the first week of March, every weekday is workable for me. I can be flexible.
Except for?
The only thing, except for Monday.
Okay.
I have a doctor's appointment with my pulmonologist.
Okay, so Monday the second.
Second.
Okay. Okay.
Now, can we schedule something, even if it's tentative, can we make some kind of schedule for the first week of March so that I can plan around it if I get calls?
Yes, sure. So I'm going to call him back now and tell him that you can work with the afternoons. He'll tell me what time he needs to get off, and I'll call you back and you can put it in your calendar.
Okay, but I'm expecting a fellow from admissions at the
treatment
program.
Any moment, yeah. If I reach him now and I call you and you're still available, great. If not, we can talk when your admissions person leaves, okay?
Call him now. Get
yes.
A schedule that's workable for him for the first week of March. And then call me back quickly.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
And we'll get the schedule down and I'll put it into the calendar. Tom's not here yet, and he hasn't called to say he's not coming. Maybe very soon.
Yeah, usually they come within the hour of what they say, so.
Yeah, hour around the arrival window. Anyway, call Jose, get back to me as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'm going to call him right now.
Okay, now.
All right.
I can't do this every week, and the schedule we give him right now for the first week of March, it's for the first week of March.
Right, right. Like I said, I hope we're going to have another girl hired afterwards, and then we can make a regular schedule that works for you, mornings and whatever throughout the week.
Well, to my way of thinking, if you can find another young lady to work in my household who
mm-hmm.
has the class of the last one who was here,
mm-hmm.
I would be happy to entertain her in my home.
Perfect.
And do what work I can, try to keep it up between her days. Well, she doesn't work, walk into a mess every day. Ariana, I miss her.
I haven't heard from her. If she ever appears again, I can definitely let you know.
Did you do anything about the welfare check?
I haven't not.
Check welfare. Did you say you didn't, or you did?
No, I have not.
I wish you would. She probably gave you an address or two. The police should check those locations out.
Mm-hmm.
She has not dropped off the face of the earth.
Okay.
I don't believe she would do it.
Right.
And if you don't do it or can't do it, I would wonder if you could delegate it to me, and I would handle it.
All right. Let me see what I could do, okay?
Huh?
Let me see what I could do.
Please.
Okay.
It's a priority.
Yeah.
Not like that kid just to take off on everybody all at once.
Right, I understand that. Okay.
Okay. But first,
right.
Jose, I'm going to hang up
yeah.
now. I'm ready to hang up if you're ready to let me.
Yeah, I'm going to call Jose now.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.